Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard or call 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
Everybody around the world, this is G Money, the pimp comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody could pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2023. So welcome everybody to Friday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, I'm G Money, the pimp comic, and I was doing the intro for the show, the dump dump dun dun dun, because that's the music I listened to all day yesterday, and the show never started. So I just listened to that music all day until this show started today. So I just wanted to let everybody know that I was listening to the show, the beginning of the show, but it never got started. So anyway, I'm G Money, and I want to do G Money Sports Report today. So let's talk WNBA basketball. Let's talk about the Las Vegas Aces. They won the championship series yesterday. They won game 4. So they are the world champions of the WNBA. They went 3 games, won 3 games and lost 1 game. So now they are the world champions in the WNBA. That means Women's Basketball Association has named the Las Vegas Golden, the Las Vegas Aces, as the world champion. Yes, Las Vegas is the world champions. Again, they've repeated as the world champion. So, congratulations to the ladies that won the WNBA basketball for the second year in a row. They are back-to-back world champions right here in Las Vegas. That's how we're doing it, right here in Las Vegas. All right. Well, that's the G-Money Sports Report for the Las Vegas Aces and the WNBA basketball. So now, let's talk Major League Baseball. Let's talk about the baseball series and what's going on in the American League Championship Series. So, DJ, what's going on in the American League Championship Series?
The American League Championship Series is tied 2-2.
All right. So they're playing the best of five, or they're playing the best of three?
It's the best four of seven.
Best four. Okay. So it's tied two games. All right. The best of seven. So that'd be the first one to win four games will win the American League Championship Series. Okay. So what's going on in the National League then?
The Philadelphia Phillies lead that series 2-1 against the Arizona Diamondbacks.
Oh, Arizona came back to win one game, but they're not out of it yet. Arizona is the defending champion for the National League. So they will, their team will battle back, I'm sure. Okay, so it's 2-1 in favor of the Philadelphia Phillies, and we'll see what happens in that league. When is the next game that they play in the National League Championship Series?
5 p.m.
Okay. They play at 5 o'clock. This will be game four that they will play today. Okay. And then do they have another game after that? What's the next game for game six?
They have a game scheduled for tomorrow, same time.
Okay. And what about the American League? When do they play game five?
They're actually playing right now. They're in the bottom of the fourth, and the Astros are ahead 1-0.
All right. Go Houston. Win that league, fellas. Okay. So they got, if they win today, then they'll have one more game. And when will that game be played?
Well, their next game after today is Sunday. And if they have a game after that, it's going to be Monday.
Okay. Sunday and then Monday. Okay. It's the best of seven. So it's the first team to win four games will win the league championship. All right. Well, that's what this G-Money Sports Report for the Major League Baseball. All right. So now let's talk NFL. Game one for week number six or week number seven. It was yesterday. And who played yesterday? I didn't even see the game. Oh, I did. I did. I saw the first half of the game yesterday. The first half of the game was Jacksonville Jaguars were playing against. Who were they playing against yesterday? saw the first half of the game, too. It was 17-6 when at the half, and then I left. But it was the Jacksonville Jaguars were playing. Who did they play yesterday? Who was the team they played? Oh, they played the Inglewood Chargers. They played the Chargers yesterday. Inglewood Chargers. And I don't know what the final score was. Did Jacksonville actually win that game yesterday?
The final score of that game was Jaguars 24, New Orleans Saints 9. So the Jaguars beat the Saints 24-9.
Oh, okay. Well, I would have bet on the Jaguars to win. So that would have been a win for G Money. And the Saints, I thought it was the Chargers. It was the Saints they were playing. In fact, they were playing in the Saints' home stadium. They were playing in, what's the name of the stadium in New Orleans? The Superdome. The Superdome is where they were playing. And Jacksonville won. All right. Well, Jacksonville won. The left wing wins for G-Money. So now let's go and pick the games for Sunday. Let's see what my picks will be for Sunday. Okay, game number two, or number one for Sunday, but would it be the first game?
So game number two, the Atlanta Falcons are playing the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in Tampa Bay, and they're giving Atlanta 2.5 points.
Okay, I'm taking Tampa Bay for the win. And what's the total point?
Total points is 37.
37? Okay. I'm going to take Tampa Bay and the over for the win.
Okay. Tampa Bay and over. Game number three, the L.A. Raiders are playing the Chicago Bears in Chicago, and they're giving the Bears 2.5 points.
Okay, I'm going to take the Raiders to beat the Bears in Chicago because the Bears haven't been playing very good. Their offense is not tough at all. So I'm going to take the Raiders. And what's the total points? Should be under 35.
Total points is 37.
37, okay. I'm going to take the Raiders and I'll take the Raiders and the over because I think the Raiders will score a lot of points against Chicago, but I don't know if Chicago's going to score anything. So I'm going to take the Raiders and the over for the win.
Raiders and over. Game number four, Cleveland Browns are playing the Indianapolis Colts in Indianapolis, and they're giving the Colts 3 points.
Okay, I'm going to take the Cleveland Browns for the win over the Indianapolis Colts. And what's the total point? Should be about 45.
Total points is 40.
40, okay. I'm going to take Cleveland and the over for the win. The Cleveland
Browns
and the over. The winner. Yeah.
Browns and over. Game number five, the Washington Commanders are playing the New York Giants in New York, and they're giving the Giants 2.5 points.
Okay. I'm going to take the Washington Commanders for the win, and the total point should be
37.
40. 37. Yeah, almost 40. All right. I'm going to take the Washington Commanders and the over for the win. I don't think the Giants are going to score very many points. I think Washington's going to outscore.
Commanders,
so Washington
and over.
Commanders in the over. Yeah.
Okay. Game number six, Detroit Lions are playing the Baltimore Ravens in Baltimore, and they're giving the Lions 3 points.
And they're playing the Baltimore Ravens. And where is the game being played at?
In Baltimore.
In Baltimore. That's going to be a tough one. I'm gonna take Detroit for the win. And what's the total point? 45? 47? 43. I'm going to take Detroit and the over for the win. I'm sure they're going to have to score a lot of points to beat Baltimore Ravens. Okay. Detroit and the over for the win. Detroit's the only team that's still undefeated in the NFL.
Okay. So you say Detroit and over?
Yes.
Game number seven, the Buffalo Bills are playing the New England Patriots in New England, and they're giving the Patriots 9 points.
Okay. I'm taking the Buffalo Bills to win. And what's the total point? I know it can't be more than 45 points.
Total points is 40?
Yeah, 40. Okay. I'm going to take Buffalo Bills and the over for the win.
Bills and over. Game number eight, the Arizona Cardinals are playing the Seattle Seahawks in Seattle, and they're giving the Cardinals 7.5 points.
Okay. I'm going to take Seattle for the win, and did you say they were playing in Seattle or playing in Arizona?
In Seattle.
Okay. I'm going to take Seattle for the win. And the total points for the game, did you say was, how many did you say?
44.
45. 44. Okay. I'm going to take Seattle and the over for the win.
Seahawks and over. Game number nine, Pittsburgh Steelers are playing the L.A. Rams in L.A., and they're giving the Steelers 3 points.
Who did I pick in that game? And they're playing in L.A. So I'm going to take the Rams for the win, and the total points, it'll probably be a low-scoring game. So what's the total point? Should be about 43, 44. Yeah. Okay. I'll take the Rams and the over for the win.
Okay, Rams and over. Game number 10, the LA Chargers are playing the Kansas City Chiefs in Kansas City, and they're giving the Chargers 5.5 points.
This would be an interesting game. The Chargers should really come out fired up because they're playing in Inglewood, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Chargers are playing at home. So who did I pick in this game? I picked probably picked Kansas City. But I don't know. I think the Chargers are going to try to make a statement. What's total points? Like 50? 55? I'll take the Chargers and the over for the win.
The Chargers and the over? Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Chargers and over. All right, game number 11. The Green Bay Packers are playing the Denver Broncos in Denver, and they're giving the Broncos 1 point.
Oh, that's going to be the battle of the coaches. The players aren't very good, so it's going to be the coaches that have to win the game. And I'm thinking that the coaches in Green Bay are going to win the game. So I'm going to take Green Bay for the win. And it's going to be a low-scoring game. So I'll take Green Bay, and it'll probably be like 35 points.
Total points is 45.
Oh, they must really think Green Bay is going to score a lot of points. Because I know they can't think that Denver's going to score a lot of points. Well, I'm going to take Green Bay for the win. I'm sorry, Broncos. Can't go with you in this game. Because I'm thinking the coaches are going to play, have a better game plan than your coaches in Green and Denver. So I'm going to take Green Bay and the under for the win. But I don't think it'll be 45 points. It's going to be low scoring. So I'm going to take Green Bay and the under for the win.
Packers and under. Game number 12, the Miami Dolphins are playing the Philadelphia Eagles in Philadelphia, and they're giving the Dolphins 2.5 points.
The Dolphins versus the Eagles? And they're giving the Dolphins are the underdogs, so yeah. And they're playing in Philadelphia, right?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, okay. So, wow. I really want to take Miami for that win, but I'm gonna take Philly and the under for the win. Philadelphia and the under for the win. I think their defense is gonna shut the Dolphins down.
Okay. Eagles and
under.
All right. And Monday Night Football, game number 13, the San Francisco 49ers are playing the Minnesota Vikings in Minnesota, and they're giving the Vikings 7 points.
Oh. I'm taking the San Francisco 49ers for the win. no doubt about it. And whatever, they're going to win in the over. Yeah, they'll win in the over. They'll score a lot of points. So San Francisco 49ers and the over for the win.
That's it. For week 7.
All right. Well, that's it for G-Money Sports Report in week 7. So let's take a commercial break, and we'll be back for more of the show in a minute. And when I was in college, they called me Serious Business, and I was the stepmaster for our step team. And when the showtime showed up, we were ready. And we came out on the yard, and we started stepping. And everybody was like, whoa, look at them throw down. And we got to our second to the last step, and somebody hollered out of the crowd. They said, get down, insane. And I put a couple of extra steps in there, and I forgot the stutter step. So I threw all of my brothers off. Everybody was doing something different. And we all got confused. And the people in the audience started saying, you should practice at home.
African. Come and step in Brother's temple, see what's happening. Just taste the bass flow, coming from a zero. Tell me what a sissy know. Funk a lesson is the new flow. Stalking, walking in my big black boots. Living off the earth, eating herbs and fruits. The children awake me by the mountain and the river. And gather round the fire for the scroll that I deliver. Let's speak of a house that's from the sand to the sky. And devils ever doubt and want to measure how high. Your logic reveals you, your mind can't catch it. The dimensions of a god go far beyond brackets. Come into my oven, devils, come and you burn. I can always feel vulture with the strength and black word. You're pissing me off because you swear you're higher level. Back to your cave, get yourself together. Chili and Magilla, chocolate and vanilla. How can polar bears swing on vines of the gorillas, please? Check your reason because it's something amiss. My home is a void, you're drowning in abyss. I teach you funk code and don't preach a rap rhyme. Harambe to the sun as the mortals ask time. The funkin' lesson comes, the sundial speaks. The building of the strong are the lessons of the meek.
What time is it?
My science is deep, my blackness is deep.
How deep?
Deep, deeper than Atlantis. Deeper than the seafloor traveled by the mantis. Your copycats will never know. With you the funk will never flow. But that's another blow. Make your move, thief apprentice, I never step. I'm a tribal move, your master hasn't figured yet. Bring your weapons to my sword and shield. What's the higher level if your shit ain't real? My mystic magic, what you gonna do? Think before you step before the rebel, silly mortal you. I tried to warn you, but your mind won't catch. You're just cookies in my oven. If I wanna burn a batch, you just burn.
Vainglorious, this is protected by the red, the black, and the green, with the key, sissy.
Like this, like that, and like that, like this. How dark is the world, how strong is a fist. Originals come from the sand and the sword to the concrete, fighting wars in the street. The day of outrage, history, another page. You lack the word of this, but now there is a Brother J, the Prince of Warriors. Leading masses, stomping liver lip, punks playing asses. The damn sissies always talk full of glory. Sissy bomb is coming, but that's another story. So many people forgot where they came. Disrespect religion, but the living is lame. Black, white, how you living? Blowing the now. East them many mortals, the chimes of a sundial. To the east, teaching gods to be. What it was, what it is. is and again shall be. What's my mind state if my state ain't black? But Moses, Malcolm, and Huey are back. And the voice to a many going verb to verb. Sit back and take heed, brother, you must learn. Swimming in the books and the books ain't given. The scales of a black man weighs in the living.
Verbalizer, what time is it?
I dwell among the mortals, the time is in the verse.
Verbalizer, what time is it?
Positive nature, mortals call it curse.
Verbalizer, what time is it?
Shadows in the sunlight, balance in the birth. Tick tock tick, we go sun to moon. Verbalizer speaks, it's a quarter to doom. Self-destruction is not a key function. Number bound the leaders cause the people keep fronting. When will they realize the body needs head? It's more than what's said when a leader lies dead. Coming to the darkness, past is light. Death meaning life as the pharaohs take flight. Too much degrees for a silly pale beef. You can't define what's direct from the east. God protect me, he selects me. God makes the path so the world respects me. 0 to 9, grandest creator. I pray for those on both sides of equator. Professor X, when will they learn? Once life enters doors, death no return, no return.
This is an invitation to the crossroads. If you dare, Sippy. With a key.
I'm Gregory Gerard, the teacher from the street. And I want to talk about when I was a teacher in Compton Unified School District. So I was a chaperone at the high school prom. And I left the prom with the kids to go to the after prom. And we went to the IHOP for breakfast until like 9 o'clock in the morning. So when I left the after prom, I didn't go home. I went to my neighborhood apartment complex where my friends lived in the complex, and I went to the pool, and I hung out at the pool. So I was at the pool drinking my alcohol. G Money, the Pimp Comic, presents 16 bars. Write 16 bars on the instrumental version of I'm a Comedian from L.A. And the winner will win a prize. So if you think you have skills, then you need to go to storytimewithgmoney.com and you need to download the instrumental version of I'm a Comedian from L.A. and record 16 bars of your best lyrics and then send it to me. 16 bars, storytimewithgmoney.com.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right. I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2023. So welcome, everybody, to Friday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I have a couple of short stories that I want to share with you. There was a young boy that sat down, he kneeled down by his bed at night before he went to sleep, and he said his prayers. He said, "Now I lay me down to sleep. I pray, dear Lord, my soul to keep. But if I die before I wake, I pray, dear Lord, my soul you take. God bless my grandfather." And he found out in the morning that his grandfather had died of a heart attack. And so the next night, he knelt down by his bed, and he had his mother and his father in the room with him when he was saying his prayers. And he said, "Now I lay me down to sleep. I pray, dear Lord, my soul to keep. And if I die before I wake, I pray, dear Lord, my soul you take. God bless my granny." And he found out in the morning that his grandmother died of a heart attack and a stroke. And then the next night he knelt down by his bed, and he had his father and his mother in the room with him as he said his prayers before he went to sleep. He said, "Now I lay me down to sleep. I pray, dear Lord, my soul to keep. And if I die before I wake, I pray, dear Lord, my soul you take. God bless my daddy." And the next day, his daddy went to work, and he was nervous, and he was giving everybody the right of way. He didn't jump in front of anybody in line. He waited his turn, and he let everybody pass in front of him, and he let everybody go ahead of him. And he went to the breakfast counter in the morning for breakfast, and he let everybody go in front of him. He was very courteous. And then at lunch, he went to the dining hall, and he gave everybody the right of way before he went and ordered his lunch. And then at the end of the day, he was driving home, and he gave everybody the right of way. When he stopped at the light, he made sure that the person to the right of him passed and drove by. And then he turned the corner and made his direction, and he went home. And he got home, and he told his wife, he said, "I made it. I had a good day, and I made it safely home. Nothing happened to me." And his wife said, "Well, I'm glad, honey, that nothing happened to you. But it's a funny thing. The mailman died this morning." I'm G Money, the pimp comic. And if you didn't know, now you know. All right. There was a young boy that went to church, and he was in church, and he stood up for devotion, and the lady in front of him had her dress tucked inside her panties, and he reached over and pulled her dress out of her panties for her, and she socked him in the eye, and he went home. And his father saw that he had a black eye and said, "What happened to you? How did you get a black eye?" And he said, "Daddy, I was in church and we stood up for devotion. And the lady in front of us, Miss Brown, she had her dress tucked inside her panties. So I reached over and pulled her dress out of her panties and she socked me in the eye." And his father said, "Well, son, it looks like you need to let these people know that you're doing something that's going to be for their benefit, and you're not trying to take advantage of them. So you need to inform them of that before you do anything, because these people seem to think that you're trying to take advantage of them. So you need to let them know that you're not trying to take advantage of them, that you're doing something that's going to be for their benefit. And you're looking after them, and you're showing them kindness and love as you take care of their needs. And you let them know that you're not trying to take advantage of their situation." And he said, "Okay, Daddy, I'm going to remember that." And then the next Sunday, he went to church, and he was in church, and there was a lady in front of him that had her dress tucked inside her panties, and he didn't do anything because he saw that what the situation was. And his buddy reached over and pulled her dress out of her panties. But the young man knew that she didn't like that, so he reached over and tucked it back in. And she socked him in the eye again. Whoa, I'm G Money. I'm so funny. I move the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. There was a boy that went to a pet store, and he saw the salesman in the pet store, and he asked the salesman if they sell sharks. And the salesman said, "You want to buy a shark? Why do you want to buy a shark?" And he said, "I want to put it in my, to get even with my cat." Woo! I'm G Money. I'm so funny. I move the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. And there was a man that got thrown out of the zoo because he was feeding the birds in the zoo. And do you know why he got thrown out of the zoo? You don't know? because he was feeding the pigeons to the lions. Woo! I'm G Money. I move the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. All right. Well, it's time for me to share a story with you that I wrote for the listening audience. So, DJ, do you have the story that I wrote for the listening audience so the audience can sit back and put their head back and put their feet up and relax as they listen to the story? It'll be educational. It'll be inspirational. And it'll be motivation for them to listen and learn from this story that I wrote for their pleasure. So sit back and relax as we share this story with you. And we'll be back for more of the show and a song in a minute. I was in Hollywood, and I went to a birthday party, and everybody was in the backyard swimming in the pool. It was an Olympic-sized pool in this guy's backyard. And you know whose party it was? It was Eddie Murphy's party, and I was an invited guest to Eddie Murphy. Well, after all, I'm G Money, and I've known Eddie since he was 21 when he first got into the movie business, because he was a comedian first, and I met him before he became world famous. So I used to go hang out in his house and party with him on his birthdays and on his little parties that he had, because he had a few girls that used to come by. So, you know, I used to go handle his lightweight. I'd go handle the girls at his party since he couldn't do it because, you know, he was famous and he was afraid that the girls would take advantage of him. So anyway, I went to the party and we were outside it by the pool and we were barbecuing and everybody was drinking and everybody was swimming in the pool. And Greg Louganis, the world champion, Olympic gold medalist diver, was diving off the board, and he was doing all these fancy dives. He was doing flips, like 3 and 4 flips, and he was doing twists and curls, and he was doing backward diving. He was diving all these fancy dives, and all these guys decided they wanted to get on the diving board and do some fancy diving too. So, but before you could swim in the deep water, you'd have to pass a swimming test, which means you had to be able to swim across the pool in the width of the pool. And you had to be able to swim to one side and then turn around and swim back to the other side. And if you could do that, then that proved that you knew how to swim good enough to where you could swim in the pool in the deep water. Because the water was like 20 feet deep. I mean, it was a professional pool, but it was deeper than any pool I'd ever been in, and it was 20 feet deep with the diving boards. So people were diving off of the diving boards, and they were doing swan dives, and they were doing jackknives, and they were trying to get fancy like Lou Gaines. Well, I got on the diving board, and I did my famous butt dive. That's where you bounce up and down on the board, and then you let your legs out, and you land on your butt, and you dive into the water. That was my famous butt dive. And I became famous for that butt dive because everybody said, oh, you missed the diving board. And I'm like, no, I did that intentionally. I landed on my butt, and then I dived head first into the water. That was the dive. And everybody was like, wow, that was real crazy. I ain't never seen no dive like that. And I said, of course, it's my world-famous butt dive. So there were some guys that got on the diving board, and they were diving all kind of crazy dives. Some guys tried to dive backwards, and some were diving forwards, and they were doing the swan dive, like diving out as far as you can with your arms out wide, and then you put your hands together as you get ready to go into the water. Well, we had one guy got up on the board, and he was clowning. He wasn't really watching what was going on underneath the board. Now, they had some people that were still trying to pass the swimming test so that they could dive on the high dive. And they had to swim across the short end of the pool, had to swim across, and then swim back to prove that they could swim in the deep water. Because the lifeguards were checking to make sure everybody could swim so we didn't have any accidents in the pool. Because, you know, Eddie didn't want any lawsuits of anybody drowning at his pool party. So we had this guy that was diving on the board, but he didn't look down to see that there was somebody else swimming across the pool trying to pass the swimming test. And this guy ran up to the end of the board and bounced and bounced, and then he went way up in the air, and then he came down like a cannonball. He balled his legs up and wrapped his hands around his legs, and he landed on top of the guy that was swimming by. And both of them went down in the water. Well, I was sitting on the side of the pool because I was watching everybody dive. I had already done my butt dive, so I was just relaxing, watching everybody else dive. And I saw this dude do the cannonball, and he landed on this other swimmer. And the dude doing the cannonball came up, and he was, like, sore. But the other guy didn't come up. And I looked, and then I saw bubbles come up. And I said, oh, no, that guy's in trouble. So I dove in the pool, and I went down to the bottom of 20 feet where this guy was just laying out in the pool. And I grabbed him and put him over my shoulder, and I swam to the top of the pool. And I pulled him out of the water, and I swam over to the side, and I told some people to come and get him, pull him off of my back. And they pulled him off, and they laid him down. And I said, you got to give him CPR. But nobody knew how to do CPR, so they were just looking at him. And he was turning colors because he wasn't breathing. He had inhaled all that water. So I jumped on him, and I started giving him mouth to mouth, and I started pressing his chest down, and he started throwing up water, and he started coughing and choking, but at least he was breathing now, and I was getting the water out. So I turned him sideways and was pushing on his back, and he was throwing up all the water that he had inhaled. So he was alive, and I was very happy that he didn't die. And he got up, and he was feeling really dizzy, and I told him, man, you are lucky I was here because I saved your life. And he was like, oh, thank you, man. Whatever your name is, I owe you. And I'm like, yes, you do. I'm G Money. Remember that. G Money's the lifesaver. And we went back to the party. And I smoked a couple of joints after I got out the pool. And I ate some barbecue. And me and Eddie Murphy just had a big laugh. And Lou Gehrig was still on the diving board. And he was still doing backflips and front flips. And he was showing out because he's a world-class Olympic gold medalist diver. So he could do all of that. So he did everything. And we just watched him while we were sitting on the side, smoking the blunt and eating some good food. And, of course, since I was the hero of saving this guy's life, you know, I had all the girls around me. All the girls wanted to sit next to me and wanted to be my friend. So that was a good thing, too. I wasn't mad at all about that. And me and Eddie just laughed about everything that went on. But I still had all the girls. And I told Eddie, I said, you can't never have more girls than me because I'm Gene Money, the pimp comic. And I got all the girls. And that's the end of my story.
To hear the entire story, go to storytimewithgmoney.com. That's Storytime with GMoney.com.
This is G Money, the pimp comic, and I want to invite everybody around the world to tell everybody about the radio show. Because I do sports and news, I play music in the air, I tell jokes to the listening audience, and I tell stories everywhere. I got enough material to do a 3-hour movie or a 30-minute TV show. I'm Las Vegas, the entertainment promoter, and I'm telling you how it goes. But you can find me if you go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard to find my radio show. It's really not hard. You can find me if you pull up 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And we're broadcasting Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 3 to 4:30 p.m. And I want to tell everybody around the world, we need your financial support. So go to Cash App and pull up the username, The Pimp Comic. That's THEPIMPCOMIC. And we appreciate your financial contributions to the project. Thank you.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
This is Las Vegas and everybody around the world. This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. It's an internet radio show where I'm broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents. So that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2023. So welcome, everybody, to Friday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic. And I got a couple of short jokes I want to share with you. I knew a girl that had like 10 strands of hair, and she put grease on her hair, and she combed her hair to the side, and she called her hairstyle dippity-doo. I told her it's a dip, but it won't do. Woo! And my buddy had a girlfriend that had one eye and one leg, and I asked him what he called her, and he said he called her IHOP. Woo! Now, big-breasted women work at Hooters. Where do one-legged women work? You don't know? You don't know? They work at the IHOP, and her name is Eileen. Eileen to the left. I'd lean to the right. I'd lean serves breakfast, lunch, and dinner all day and all night. Woo! There were two men that were in the jungle, and they were taking pictures of the animals, the lions, the tigers, the elephants, the giraffes. And they were taking pictures of the monkeys and the birds in the trees. And they were taking pictures of the snakes on the ground. And they ran into a bear. And one man bent down and took off his boots and put on his tennis shoes. And the other man said, what are you doing? You know you can't outrun no bear. And the man turned and looked at him and said, outrun a bear? I don't need to outrun a bear. I just need to outrun your ass. Woo! There were two men that were in the jungle, and they were sitting under a tree, and one man was reading the newspaper, and the other man was typing vigorously on a typewriter, and a lion showed up, and the lion ate the man that was reading the newspaper, and he left. He left the other man alone, and I guess carnivores know that readers digest and that writers cramp. Woo! There was a man that had bought 600 acres of land, and he was farming on his land. He was planting crops, and he was tilling the soil, and he was getting ready for his harvest. And he, every day, he would finish his work on the land, and he would go and sit on his front porch, and he would be facing the west because he could see the sunset in the west. And he would sit on his porch, and he would drink beer and watch the sunset go down. And one day a man drove up on his yard, drove all the way up to his porch, drove all the way up to his front porch, and pulled his truck all the way to the front porch. And then he got out the truck, and he said, howdy, neighbor. I want to welcome you to the neighborhood. I know nobody has welcomed you to the neighborhood, and you're here all by yourself, and nobody has welcomed you to the neighborhood, I bet. And the farmer said, yeah, that's true. Nobody has come and said anything to me, welcome me to the neighborhood. So I'm so glad that you've come and welcomed me to the neighborhood. And the farmer and the driver of the truck said, yep, you can call me Bob. My name is Bob, and I wanted to be the first one to welcome you to the neighborhood. In fact, I want to have a party at my house in your honor with you being a new person to the neighborhood and all. I want to be the first one to welcome you to the neighborhood. And the farmer said, well, that's really nice of you. I appreciate the sentiment that you're trying to show me. I really appreciate the courtesy that you're showing me. And he said, yeah, so it's going to be a party at my house. And it's going to be some drinking, and it's going to be some smoking, and it's going to be some eating, and it's going to be some fucking and some fighting. Oh, it's going to be a wang dang doodle of a party, and I want you to be there so that you can enjoy it. And the farmer said, okay, well, what's the dress code for the party? Because I want to be properly dressed for the party, because I don't want to stand out too much being the new guy in the neighborhood, you know. And the Bob said, oh, don't worry about the dress code, because, see, it's really just going to be me and you at the party. Woo! I'm G-Money. I'm so funny. I move the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. Early in the morning, late at night, two dead boys got up to fight back to back. They faced each other. They drew their swords and they shot each other. Now the death policeman heard the noise and came and shot the two dead boys. Now, if you don't believe this tale is true, you need to ask the blind man, because he saw it too. Woo! The roof is on fire. We don't need no water. Let the motherfucker burn. Burn, motherfucker, burn. The roach is on the wall. We don't need no raid. Let the little suckers crawl. Crawl, suckers, crawl. Woo! You know, I wrote a book, and they said the book was boring. I put it on the Braille reading list. And they said blind people were reading my book, and they were going to sleep. Their fingers were going to sleep. Woo! Why does a bear wear a big fur coat? You don't know? You don't know? Because he'd look really silly wearing a sweater. And why did the homeless turtle cross the road? You don't know? Because he had to go to the Shell station. Woo! There was a man that was always trying to get his wife pregnant so he could have a baby. He really wanted to have a family. So he was always having sex with his wife, trying to get her pregnant so he could have a son or a daughter. And he got his wife pregnant, and she had a baby boy. And he was so happy that he had a son. But his baby was kind of different. He was born without a body. He just had a head. He didn't have any arms. He didn't have any legs. He didn't have any body. He was just a head. But the father was so happy that he had this son that he decided that he was going to take him everywhere. And he took the little boy in his head. He took him everywhere. He put him in the basket, and he took him shopping in the market, and he took him around in the car, and he drove him all around the city, and he took the head, and he took the little boy to the grocery store when he went grocery shopping for his wife, and he took the little boy everywhere. And everywhere he went, he took his son because he was so proud that he had a son. And then when his son turned 21 years old, he had a birthday. And he took his son to the local bar. And he walked in the bar. And he put the head on the bar. And he told the bartender, I want a beer for my son because today's his birthday. And he's 21 today, and I want to buy him a drink. And the bartender said, okay, what kind of drink do you want? And he said, I want to buy him a draft beer. So the bartender poured a draft beer and put the mug, the beer mug, on the bar next to the baby's head. And the father took the beer and put it up to the baby's mouth, and the baby took a swallow of the beer, and all of a sudden his arms popped out. He suddenly had two arms, and they popped out, and everybody in the bar was excited. They saw this baby developed with arms, and they were praising God, giving God all the glory, and saying, oh, this is a miracle. Oh, God is great. God is good. This is a miracle from heaven. And they said, take another drink. Take another drink. So then the man took the bottle and the beer mug, and he put it up to his son's lips, and his son took another swallow, and his body popped out. And all of a sudden, the baby had a head, he had arms, and he had shoulders connected to his body. And everybody in the bar was screaming and hollering, and they were laughing, and they were praising God and giving God all the glory, saying, God is great. God is good. God is immaculate. He's all-powerful. And they were like, take another drink. Take another drink. So the man grabbed the beer mug, and he put it up to his son's mouth, and the son took another drink, and all of a sudden his legs popped out, and he had a full body. And everybody was ecstatic. They were hollering and praising God, and they were screaming, and they were clapping, and they were dancing around. It was a ceremony. Everybody was happy, and they were like, God is great. God is good. Oh, God is almighty. Take another drink. Take another drink. And the little boy picked his own glass up and took a drink, and his feet popped out, and he put the bottle back down on the bar, and he started walking around in the bar, and he was tripping over tables, and he was stumbling over chairs, and he was walking through the bar all wobbly and stuff, but his father was following behind him, and he wobbled all around the bar, and everybody was watching the little boy while he was walking with his new legs, and he was walking around the bar, and he walked to the front door, and he fell into the door, and then he got up, and he opened the door, and he fell outside on the sidewalk, and he stood up and was walking wobbly on the sidewalk, and his dad came out of the bar and was walking behind him, and the boy tripped and fell in the street and got run over by a bus. And the father cried and was upset, and he went back in the bar, and he was crying, and he went to the bartender, and he said he needs a strong shot of something to drink because he's upset. And everybody in the bar was crying, and they were all upset, and they was praising God, and they were praying and saying the little boy had a good life and he was a good baby, and oh, they were so sad to see him get killed. And the father looked at the bartender, and the bartender was just cleaning the glasses, and he was whistling a song, and the man said, bartender, how come you're not upset that my son died? My son just died, and I'm so upset. And the bartender turned around and looked at the father and said, well, I guess he should have quit while he was ahead. I'm G Money. I'm so funny. I move the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. Woo-hoo. All right, there was another man in the bar. But wait, before I tell you this story. DJ, how much time do we have before I tell this one more joke? Because we got to do the birthday recognition for our fans and the followers and the friends of the radio show. What time is it, DJ? Do I have time to tell one more quick joke? Okay, I guess I do. All right. There was a man that walked into the bar, and he had a suitcase. And he walked to the bar, and he asked the bartender, if I show you something really interesting, can I get a free drink? And the bartender said, people always come in here with these tricks and these different gimmicks, and they always want to show it to me and get a free drink. But I'm willing to do that. So tell me, what kind of trick you have to show me? And if it's a good one, I'll give you a free drink. So the man opened the suitcase, and he took a hamster out, and he took a piano out, and he sat it on the bar. And the bartender watched the hamster as he was playing the piano, and he was playing Beethoven, and he was playing the 16th Chapel Marathon on the piano. And the bartender was amazed. He said, that's a good trick. Okay, I can give you a free drink for that. So he asked the man, what kind of drink you want? And the man said, just give me something strong. Give me a shot of something straight up on the ice. And so the bartender said, okay. And he fixed him a shot of vodka on the rocks. And the man drank the drink slowly, slowly. And then he turned it up. And then he asked the bartender, can I get another drink? And the bartender said, yeah, if you got another interesting trick to show me. And he said, yeah, I got one more. And he looked in his briefcase, and he pulled out a frog. And he sat the frog in front of the piano right by the hamster. And the hamster was playing Billie Jean, and the frog was singing Beat It. And I'm bad, like Michael Jackson. And everybody in the bar was amazed. They were like, oh, that's a singing frog. And the bartender said, yep, I'll give you a free drink for that one. That's a real interesting drink, a real interesting trick. So he gave the man another shot of vodka on the rocks, and the man was drinking it. And there was a man sitting behind him at a table, and he was watching everything that was going on at the bar. And when he saw the frog, he got up and walked over to the man, and he said, hey, would you be interested in selling that singing frog? And the man said, you want to buy my frog? And the guy said, yeah, I want to buy that singing frog. I'll give you $1,000 cash for that singing frog. And the man said, really? Okay, that's a deal. So the man took the frog and put it in his pocket, and then he pulled out a bunch of money, and he counted out $1,000, and he gave it to the man that had the frog and the hamster and the piano, and the man put the money in his pocket, and the other man put the frog in his pocket, and he walked out the bar. And the bartender looked at the man and said, you just gave away $1 million frog. That frog could make you a fortune. I can't believe you gave that frog away to somebody for $1,000. You could have made millions with that frog. And the man said, no, it wasn't a great loss. It wasn't a big deal that I gave away that frog. Because, see, the frog didn't sing. It's the hamster. The hamster is a ventriloquist. And the bartender laughed and said, oh, that's a good trick. Oh, you got away with a good one on that one. And the man laughed and the bartender laughed. And that's the end of that story. Well, I'm G Money, the pimp comic, and I'm so funny. I move the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. So now the clock on the wall says that's all. It's time for me to recognize the birthdays for the fans and the followers and the friends of my radio show. So without further ado, DJ, play the birthday song so we can sing happy birthday to everybody that's celebrating their birthday today on October 20th,
right?
2021.
G Money.
Yes.
We doing birthdays now?
Yes. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah,
put another candle on my birthday cake. We're gonna bake a birthday cake. Put another candle on my birthday cake. I'm another year old today. I'm gonna have a party with my birthday cake.
All right, here are the birthdays for today, October 20th, 2023. Happy birthday to Jay York. Happy birthday to Sydney Jade. Happy birthday to Mickey Walker. Happy birthday to Sharnice Kelly. Happy birthday, Mary McLean. Happy birthday, Owen A. Washington. Happy birthday, Ken Love Sr. Happy birthday, Henry Howie Jr. And last but not least, happy birthday to Mr. Austin L. Tenet. That's the birthday, so we want to wish everyone a happy birthday, celebrating their birthday today, October 20th, 2023.
Well, all right. Happy birthday to everybody that's celebrating their birthday today. And may God give them everlasting life. And may the Lord Jesus give them life after death so they can be glorified in heaven. They died. But with their celebration of their birthday, I want to say I want to sing you a birthday song. And the birthday song goes like this. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday to you. May you have many, many, many more. May you have a happy birthday today. Have a good day today and a better day tomorrow. And may God wish you and bless you with everlasting life and glory in his world that he provided for all of us so we could live in happy and in glory on this planet of ours. And Lord, I want to add that we stop the war in Israel, in Jerusalem. They need to stop the war over on the east because we don't need any wars in the world we live in. But anyway, without further ado, let us pray. All my followers, my radio show, Happy birthday, Lord. Happy birthday to all my friends and my fans on the radio show. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Oh, yeah. Happy birthday. Oh, yeah. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. And without further ado, I want to say, let us pray. And I'll see you on the flip side on Monday for my money. I'm talking to you as Reverend G. Money, because I've read in the Bible. It says if two or more people come together in my name, I will be there. Well, I hope we had more than two people praying with me so that God could be in our midst and help us get through this situation, because only God can stop this virus since we're not smart enough to stop it ourselves. So I want to take my platform, take my radio show, and I want to use this opportunity so that we can pray to God. I think we should have prayer, and all of the listeners can join me in prayer, and I pray that God gives me the words and the wisdom to say the right thing and gives me the knowledge to impress everybody with my wisdom, and have the Holy Spirit bless me at this time. In the name of God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, I pray to you that you come down and you dissolve this virus that's affecting everybody around the world. I ask that you stop the death and the dying, and you stop the machine guns and the killing on the planet, and you stop the burials and the wars that are going on the planet. I ask that you come in and you interrupt the devil for what he's trying to do to the earth. I ask that you stop the virus and slow down or eliminate all the deaths from the virus in the United States and around the world. I ask you, Lord, that you take control of the school district so that they do the right thing, so that kids don't go to school and infect their teachers and infect other students with the virus, the ones that have the virus, or the ones that don't even know if they have the virus, but they're going to school and being in crowded classrooms anyway. Lord, I ask you to stop all the prejudice and all the gun violence in the world, that we can stop people from killing each other, that we can interrupt all of the hate and the prejudice on the planet, that we can stop the wars on the planet, and that we can live in peace and harmony, that black and white and Asians and Mexicans and Indians can all get along, because we're all in this place together. And we are living for the purpose of trying to be good citizens. And we ask that you bless us with your graces and stop all of the violence and get rid of all of the evil that the devil is presenting to the planet. And you pray for our president because we really didn't know what we were doing when we elected Donald Trump as president. He's really turning out to be an idiot, and we need to have some real leadership in this time of pandemic affairs. So I ask you, Lord, in the name of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless us and save us from all of the ignorance that's bestowed upon us on this planet. And I also want to pray that we get the cure for the virus. Lord Jesus, I ask you, since you are the Savior of the world, to continue to bless us and look over us and look after us as we are doing the best we can to exist on this planet together among each other. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory is yours, now and forever. And in your name, I said, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord God on high. Amen. Whoa, I was hitting that weed and it was good.
Joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.